basically parallel with the first wide line of the Gemara. Should be told to mitzvosim because of the fact that you did not do the mitzvah tzitzis. Nimso olecha chabiz dam nefoshes evyonim nekiim. Therefore, you were now responsible for the death of these innocent nefoshes. Bonim ktanim shalichot, the children which did not do chait. Kemach teres, he says it's going to mezuzah also. Lubamach teres mitzvosim. They made shenlo psimim. It doesn't have doorposts. A terrorist is not a person makes a tunnel. He doesn't make it in the form of a doorpost and a lintel on top. Hachem rekruah. Lo b'mach teres pischeim mutzosim. Didn't I find them their doorways in the form of a mach teres? Lo b'mach teres pischeim mutzosim shleim b'mitzvah. I didn't find them being correct, doing, filling the mitzvahs. Therefore, kiyakolela hikisi. Therefore, I gave them the punishment. Like rabbosu l'shalva kesi esmenechem k'siv. That's the next pasuk after the shalva mitzvah kesi esmenechem. So the children will be punished because of that. Knaf yishihudi mischar knaf yachziku b'knaf asara noshim mikol loshin. Because of the schar of the mitzvah knaf. So they will take hold in each one of the kenafayim, 10 people from the Koloshin, from each language. So in each corner you're going to have 700 people. The Shivim Loshin for 7D times 10. For about kenafayim, yesh loy, hray alpayim, ushmana meis. So and there's four corners, so that's 700 times 4 is 2,800. Just tell you just a few nakudas. The first has a gorgeous essay on the mitzvah of tzitzis, the symbolism of the mitzvah of tzitzis. It's in volume 3 of collected writings, about 30 pages long. He has an essay on the mitzvah of tzitzis. And he points out that the insights, once you hear them, say, yeah, I should have thought of that, you know. So he says that the mitzvah sitzes is to put on the corner of a baget. The word baget, he relates to the word bogat, which means to rebel. Because if you think about it, clothing was given to human beings as a result of their avera of the chesedas. So by being begeted in the Kodesh Baruch Hu, we received, the Russian gave us a baget. He says the other word for the word baget is from the word levush. He relates it to the word busha. It's lavush from being embarrassed, because the concept of shame was created through the act of the chait, and shame is this person's awareness of where he should be something greater than he is, and he wasn't. So a person's aware that the situation doesn't befit his real reality. He's embarrassed. He's uncomfortable. So Hashem gave us a garment to cover our shame, this recognition that we should be greater, should be more. So Hashem gave us a beggar. He says, you think about it, the only thing which we took with us from Gan Eden was the beggar. So the beggar, which at the same time is this representation of the fact that we've sinned, is also the only element which the Russian gave us this, in a certain sense, as a corrective measure. It says the Torah came along and said, okay, now what are you going to do with this beggar? You're going to take the beggar, then you're going to put on the four corners, you're going to put tzitzis. Tzitzis, he sees, is a different word, tzitz, la tzitzis, to flower. So a human being seems to be limited. We perceive ourselves to be limited human beings. He talks about the idea of four corners. He brings Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that nothing occurs in nature. Square is not a. We mentioned this once. That square form is not a natural form. The question I have is crystals, but some crystals. But in general, Yerushalmi says that if a person makes a shua, Yerushalmi in the dorm in the third parak, if a person makes a shua, I saw a snake like the Kuras Beis Abad, so it's a shua shav. So the Babli says it's a guzma. The Mar says it's a guzma. So the Babli says because no snakes come that thick. Yerushalmi says that no snakes come in squares because nothing natural comes in squares. So whenever you talk about something which is a square, you're talking about man-made. That's what the Mizbeach has to be square. He uses that similar by the Trillin. All these things have to be square because there has to be four corners. The idea of a corner is something which is man-made. Limitations are a man-made thing. A human being perceives that he has an edge as far as he can go. Since it's telling you, you can go further. You can hot seats. You can be blossom beyond that. So this garment which we're given, which covers represents the fact that we've been burgled because Baruch Hu, we perceive it as that now the human being is limited. And the Bereshit says that you're not limited. You can revert back to the state of Gan Eden. Sitzes are the way to revert back to the state of Gan Eden. The Gemara in Menachos, he brings that the Mor Menachos says represents the Mor gives a mashal that we wear sitzes just like the master will create a livery, for his uniform for his servants. Russia created a uniform for us. It represents the idea of so. What is our ticket back to Gan Eden? Not to be burgled anymore. To become avonim. So sitzes are the act of the way that this way to go beyond our limitations is by connecting onto the greater reality of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is what's so. Sitzes, the parsha sitzes gives you the idea of that the Russian took us out of Mitzrayim. He doesn't say this, but the Desler says in one place that Mitzrayim is from the language of Meitzah, which is limits. Right? So Russian took us out of Mitzrayim. Russian took us out of that, but the concept always is where instead of being avodim to Paro, being avodim to the world of freedom of being perua, we're avodim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. He says the sitzes has two parts. It has to be wrapped up. It has to be tight. It also has to be free. It has to hang free. So we perceive that the power of restraint is the power which gives us the ability to be free. The ability to create limits properly will give you the ability to go beyond. So the sitzes have the element of being tied up and tight, but that the majority of it is freedom. The reality is that the result of that will be a greater freedom than was before. This is just part of what he says. He has, he ties it all together in a beautiful, prat. I don't remember all the details of it. So he says at the end that these psukim which he brings over there in Zechariah, continue on and say, because isn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu with you? He says, Nel Chay Mahem, because isn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu with you? The pasuk continues after that. He says, sure. So each one of the nations will recognize that for them in the future, when they'll recognize that the ticket to the greater reality is by holding on to this lesson that the Jews have held on to all of the generations. And that's what will allow us to be zechut to the time of Mashiach, etc. Maybe he doesn't touch on the point of avodim, why they're avodim per se. But if, according to this thought process, it means they recognize they're going to learn that lesson, that the idea of making yourself into an avid is not limiting, but that's the key to freedom. Is the connecting in to a greater purpose, an higher purpose, is what's going to allow you to be able to move beyond yourself. Okay, the idea of the 70 nations. There's a guy, and the guy says, I think I mentioned this to once, and I don't remember when, what context. It says by Ber Hetev. So I think I mentioned to you the Mor in Sota. The Mor says so he translated all the Torah into 70 languages. So Pashut Pshat is now making it available to the whole world. But the Torah says it in the word Ber Hetev. Moshe explained the Torah with a very good explanation, translated into 70 languages. Why is that a good explanation? So the Gaon says there are 70 Koichos Nefesh in the person. And each one of the Koichos Nefesh is represented by different nations. So each nation excels at this idea in one of the Koichos Nefesh. The Torah is given in such a way that it addresses all of the Koichos Nefesh of a person. So a person who excels in this element of Koichos Nefesh will see a message for himself in the Torah. So each one of the Kayachos Nefesh will see a different message in that same Pasuk. So you have two people arguing, well, this is what the Pasuk means. What are they saying? To them, this is what the Pasuk is saying. And both of those are true. So if you really want to get the message of what the Torah is saying, well, if you take the 70 different Kayachos Nefesh, the Russian created the, and that's why there's an idea of Ayin Panim LaTorah. Ayin Panim LaTorah corresponds to the 70 different Kayachos Nefesh, which are expressed in the 70 nations. So a true understanding of the Torah has to have a combination of seeing it in the 70 different ways which you possibly can see it. And the Maral always talks about that number 10 represents the shlemus of that element. 10 people from that would be a shlemus of that. So 700 being the 70 nations, 10 of each, means a shlemusnik of view from point viewpoint A, B, C, D, and all are going to come to recognize that the way to connect that to Kodesh Baruch Hu is through the idea of this, of the concept of the Mitzvah Tzitzis. Okay, why each corner gets seven? Not a total of 700. I don't know. It's just it's just one point in the gematria. This is, I noticed that's the gematria of the word Koyach is you know, it's 28. So there's some connection over there. I don't know what it is. Okay, Simon. Sino chal chuma gzelis dina shua she puksa giluya navlusa. Tanya, we're talking about many things which are different than various. Tanya, Rechemia, Omer, be'oven sinas chinam, meriva rabba b'sech beser shalodim. Because of the vera of sinas chinam, there will be increase of mida k'neged mida. There will be increase of discord in his home. Vishma pelas nefalim, and his wife, the children will not be able to come to full term, and so that which he desires will be taken away from him because he had seen it with other people. That which a person gathers into his home will not have bracha because he's not giving away the challah, which is elements of and if this is what's prevalent in the nation, so a meira, a curse will be placed in the gates. That means in the marketplace, they will not have enough food. Mizorim is royim, and they will plant. Other nations will eat it. Shneimar afani es azoslchem, yukarati alechem behala, which in Brazil Darshan is bechala. I'm going to be mafkin, and I'm going to punish you bechala due to the vavun of chala. I'll take now I see where you see where there's Rachtam Larik Zarachem Rachlu Yevechem. I see that. I imagine Mechala Seinayim and Medivas Nofesh. He's understanding, meaning this Josh is interesting. There was Shechev and Kadachas are not connected over here either. Rashi says the Kadati is the Lashon of Rashi will be Mechaserit. Okay, I'm not sure how the Hitashin ended the rest of the Pasuk. Vimnoisim, however, if you do give Misporchim, Shanema Reshis Arisitechem, Titun Lakohain, Lonich Broch Al Beisecha. So Pasuk Yechesel says, if you give it, you'll get a Broch in your home. The rain will not come down, and the tal will not come down because the person doesn't give shumas and meisters. By yerker hayve, there'll be inflation. Veschar oved, all profits will be lost. The higher you charge, you won't get any profits. When the rotsim achar parnasos and rain megiin. People will run after Parnassa, and as much as they run, they won't seem to be able to make enough money. Shenemar, Tzia Gam Chaim, Yigzulu Meme Sheleg, Sha'ol Chatu. Okay, my mash. How do you see in this Pasuk? So because that which Bereshit was Mitzavah, Yizashin Tzia is Lashon of Tzivui, so The chaim yigzulu me meshelig sholchot my mash with other shmol bishul dvorim shetvisi eschem be mesachama because of that which I commanded you. So Hashem sees Hashem command be mesachama in the chaim in the time of the heat. Well, you see, some you didn't do it. So yigzulu me kema, therefore it will be taken away from you. Me meshelig mesach shomim. So part of the way we increase water is the snow melts, there'll be snow, and the snow will then melt into water, and you'll have what you need to get your to grow the crops. Rabbi Demiller was Zatzal once, one of his writings has a whole piece about Nisan Shelag Katzomer. Shelag is like Tzomer, because it's known fact that snow is a very good insulator. It traps the air, etc. So he says it prevents the in areas which are very, very cold, the snow acts as insulator, it prevents the ground from freezing totally. And then when it comes to springtime, it slowly melts and it saturates the ground, as opposed to had there been rain, etc., there would be more runoff. The snow absorbs into the ground. So you have that benefit from those two benefits from it. If they give chumas and meisers, nisporachim shenemer pasukim alachi. If you call a meiser beisol, so bring the meiser to the place where it's supposed to be stored. Be tarif bebeisi, and there'll be what Rishon says there'll be what in the Bereshim's home in the Beis Hamikdash and for the Kahanim and Leviim there'll be tarif. They'll have their support that they need. Rishon says if you do that, test me. Amar Hashem Tzavakis. I will open it for you as a rubas of Shemayim, the ports in Shemayim will open up. And I'll pour down for you bracha till Bli'dai. Mayat Bli'dai. Amar Rami Bar Choma. Amar Rav. It'll be so much that you'll your lips will wear out from saying it's so much. It's so much. Okay, so that's the siman for we've gotten Sina, Chala, and Shuma. Bob and Gezel, because of the Vera of Gezel, Hagavai Erla, so the locusts come and they steal away your food. You steal, Russian steals, Rav Haiva, there'll be a famine. And the final result is B'nei Adam Erklam, Basar B'nei Yem, B'nei Sehem. Shinemar Shimu Hadabra is that Paras Abosh. Shabbat Har Sharmarin. You Paras Abosh, which are in Har Sharmarin. Nice graphic description of them. Harishkas Dalim, Harishkas Efyarinim, which you steal from those who deal treacherously with those which are poor, and you crush the Efyarinim. Amar Rava, what does it mean? Kigern Hani Noshi de Mechuza, the people of the city of Mechuza, the Ochlan Vulay Avdan. Rashi says that the women of Mechuza, which they don't do any work at all, but they eat. Rashi says they constantly want more. So they're forced with their husbands to work harder and harder and harder and be tempted to steal. Rav was from Mechuza. Rav did not have a very easy time in his city, and we had a very few comments from Rav about the city of Mechuza, none of them very positive. We had them more in Kedushin. Rav said some disparaging remarks about the city of Mechuza. We had in the first part of the city of Mechuza, they had very, even the men had these very wide garments. They never didn't really work too hard. Not from the greatest group of people. Uksiv, so the pasuk continues and says, "He kasi eskem b'shidafona b'yerakoyin." Hashem will punish them with these types of destruction of the crops. And then it says, Harbois Ganusechem, Kermechem, Usenechem, Mizeschem, Yuchalagosum, Hagosum. The pasuk continues and says, and all of these ginois and kromim and te'enim and zeisim, your orchards, your vineyards, fig trees and olive trees will be eaten by the gozim. Gozim is a form of a locust. Let's see if yeser ha-gozim ochal ha-arba, whatever the gozim leaves over, the arba will eat. Yeser ha-arba, whatever the arba leaves over, ochal ha-yelik. Yeser yelik, ochal ha-chasil. So there's four different types of locusts, and whichever the first one doesn't get, the second one's going to get, etc. So wave and wave of them. Uksiv, pasuk continue. A different pasuk says, "V'yisha al yamin." Version of the geyser. V'ra'ev. The version of the goes around on the right side. You'll turn to the side, right side, and you'll see there'll be ro'ev. V'yochel al smol v'lo savu. And then you'll turn to the left, and there's no sviya. Ish boses roya yochelu. So, and the person will eat the skin of his own flesh. I'll take your boses roya ela boses zari. He'll eat, end up eating the flesh of his children. That's the final punishment for gezeila. Okay. Chofetz Chaim has, you know. We crash about nowadays. Chofetz Chaim has our letter and letter and letter. He talks about the problem of people trying to live beyond their means, and trying to keep up with the society, and they're stealing and they're borrowing and they're not even able to pay, and it's a terrible. It's not a new problem. You know, this problem, people want to live beyond their means, and the results are very negative. See Rashi. Sinas Chidam. Was in his kingdom. So, Robert Devar Avera, she mutter lesenoisu. He's not saying anything negative. You know, the person did something wrong, truly something wrong, which would be allowed to therefore maintain sina by him. And still, lesenoisu, he hates him. The Goyen sees that the vera of sinas kingdom is rooted in the vera of kina. Person perceives that this person has competition to him in some way, shape, or form. Therefore, he, even though that's not the reality, but the person sees it as such, and therefore he has seen it towards him. Mariva Rabba, Mimita Kenegamina, so he'll have this fights in his own home. Bonam Ketana Mesim, Avosir, he tells him that which he loves will be taken away. Hanan, Nami Bimidu. The Machunas, excuse me, Itzoris Yain Rishaman, the bracha, there'll be no bracha in the mechunas. That's the place where the yain and shemen is stored. So if those do not function properly, so people will try to buy more, and that'll cause inflation. No thing was missing. That which you already have, I'm going to make less. And that which you don't have, the shar will go up. Therefore, if there's no rain, it's going to be inflation. Schar oved, schar rebach, the profits will be missing. Tzia gamchaim, tzia kamoi, tzivui. So the word tzia is tzivui, command. The worm, mitzvahs which I commanded you, which apply to the time of the heat, which is the summer, on the chumas and maestras, which that you grow the chumas and maestras, because of them, because of that Avera, you'll have the Meme Shelag will be missing. Dachlam le'ovdan, Shagoses is Balayin. They eat and they eat, they don't serve their husband in any way, so they don't deserve to get paid. So that's a form of example. Void, Mitachshim ul'modus b'maychol u'mishte, because they eat so much, Garmus le'balayim ligzol, they cause their husbands to steal. So the possible first name is Porus Abosh. So they were very large. Okay, see by Yiparsha, but Vuas Amos, there it says a case is Chem Bishida Fine. It will be destruction of the crops. Say with the crow, Karmechem is a Zechem Yerchel Agozim, and the crumb and etc. will be eaten by the by the locusts. See, but Yoel, and it says, yes, sir, because whenever they leave over, the Mashmash HaGozim, Eino Elotchilas Maka, that's the beginning of the Maka, Bachrea Boim Arbe Bechasil, Elmo Goivai Erla Babin Gezel. So they come because of the severe of Gezel, come the Goivai, come the locusts. Kimin Dimini Goivai Erlim, once they come, obviously, Rav Hoivet, that's going to cause a famine. The Kimin the Rav Hoivet, once there's a famine, Steve Yeshaya, Beyizal Yamin Baraev, the Sebe the Kroh, each boss is Roya Yechel. So that's going to lead to the point that people will take. Whether it means literally, you know, which is historically that has happened, or it means the reality the person will become so jealous of his own needs that he won't want to give to his children, you think you can touch it both ways. Okay, next one is din. Ba'am and inir hadin, v'ibus hadin, v'kilkol hadin. Person inir hadin, which means they don't respond to the din immediately. They don't take care of it immediately. And they intentionally change the din, or they're not careful enough in the din, therefore it becomes makulkul. Because of those who bitul Torah, therefore cherev, which I think is a result of bitul Torah, therefore cherev abiza rava, so the plunder of the nations will come. And will cause Deborah Bitzeris, famine. And they will eat, and they will not be full. They'll have to measure out their lechem. The see, this is the pasuk in Yikra. If they didn't keep the Torah properly, therefore there will come this sword, this punishment of the enemy coming and attacking them. Which will be noikim, which is taking revenge of this, the vengeance for their sin of not keeping the bris. And at the end of the pasuk says, because they were moyas in the mishpat of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they didn't keep the mishpatim, meaning the bezin didn't do their mishpat, their halachos of mishpat properly. Rashi doesn't say exactly what the mida keneged mida over here is. See Rashi, fourth line. Eating a din, shema achim hadayonim lo darnoi below the shem shemaim elo lachar shahubar lehem a din, mashin is so. It's not convenient for them. So even though they know what the psak is, they still push off to giving the results to the person, which they should really give back to the Bali Dinam immediately. They push it off because they're not l'shem, you know, for no good reason. Even the dinishim absent or say mezidim, they intentionally paskin incorrectly. The kikol dinishaloi hoyim mesunim boy, they weren't careful. Lion called sarkin to look into it totally, and therefore when it's kalkam elov, it came out wrong without specific intent. It still came out wrong. Cherub abiza rabba the seven of Cambris. I mean bris elotara the seven of bris yamar lailo chizmashmar v'gitzav yamar lailo. So bris is referring to that which you're mechuyev to learn of yamar lailo, is referring to that which you're supposed to learn yamar lailo. See cherub, the pasuk says will come cherub. Vayere cherub the hanu mishlachas giri mechama. So once the enemy comes, the bizi bossa they plunder. See mishlachas dever, then comes the dever, a raid dever. See b'shibir lechem matei lechem. Then the matei lechem, the support of the food will not be there. Hanu b'tzaris, that's the famine. See b'sev kolakolos yano b'yan. Why? B'vishatayim ha'osu. Harei ino yivivus v'kilkul b'chlau. So not keeping the mishpat properly will result in these things. Okay, the next one in the siman is shvua. Bavan shvua shav, shvua sheker. Because of Shua Shav, which is Rashi understands Shua Shav here meaning a Shua which is obviously false. Shua Sheker is a Shua which is not obviously false, but it is false. Mechil Hashem, Mechil Shabbos, Chaya Rova, so the wild animals will increase. Behema Kola, and the domestic animals will be consumed. Yadam Ismatim, people will become less, people will die, and the travel will become minimized, and the there'll be desolate roads. Shenamar in vim be'elo sibas reli. I'll take a be'elo ela ba'ola. It's referring to all is another word for shua. So shua sheker is all connected to the union of chilul Hashem. Chilul Hashem k'siv b'lishchal Hashem k'tshi. Shua Hashem says loshem of chilul. Chilul Shabbos k'siv mechala moshimos. Of chilul chilul min shua sheker. So you learn out from shua sheker to chilul Hashem and chilul Shabbos. Zakrashi. Shvur Shav is called Mashan is a Yadua, a person who swears against something which is obviously false. It's known to people called Al Isha or Isha. It's a Shvur Shav. Shvur Sheker Shem by the Uso in the character. It's not obvious that he's swearing falsely. Umamin Sheker Labrias. He's making people believe something which is false. Zorach Mishamim, main over here. Nobody's going to travel. Elaba, although Yesh Mamasha, Bain Shav. Bein Sheker, both of those are a form of Ola. Ksi b'shua Sheker, Nechilalta, b'shabas, u'b'chilul Hashem, Ksi b'chilul, g'ir mishua, we learn out from those other ones. Tzchil Hashem, what is that? Olam Gadol, so b'nei Olam l'meda mimenu, b'nei Nisa b'maisa, a person who's Olam Gadol, and he's not careful. And so Ketanim, Mizazlim, b'tera, al yodra, so people were not going to be careful. If he can do it, or doesn't have to do it, I can be the same. Whatever they say, Chas v'Shalom, Zeo Mavin Shein Mamash Patar B'Mitzvahs. He's this important person who realizes it's not so important. And Shashem Yischalol Nasa Dor Chulun. Shashem's name is become Chulun. That's Chil Hashem. Okay. Next one was Shvichusa. Ba'avin Shvichus Domim. Because of Ritzicha, based on Mishnah Shkari, Bishkin of Mistalek, is being Israel. Shinemar, Losaglifu, Posek in Parshat Masse, Vilosatame is the Oros, Asher Atem Yashim Bo, Asher Nir Shechen Besecho, Domi Metama, the land which I am in, Atem Metama Miso, Einchem Yashim Bo, you're not going to be there, Veni Shechen Besecho, and I'm not going to be in there either. So the person takes away his Shkin, his presence. So the divine presence is connected with the respect for the divinity in man creates a divine presence in Klaius. Okay, Giluy is Gilui Arayus. Bavon Gilui Arayus, Ravenis Kachavim, Vashmot Hashmitim Yerlus, because of these Averis of Gilui Arayus, Ravenis Zora, and not keeping the Shmitas, Golos Bodo Elam, Maglan Oyson, it takes him into Golos. Boy and Achrei, Achreim Yerushin B'Mekavim. Other nations live in Eretz Yisrael. Shemarki is called Tevis Oel. Also in Sheor, Shalif Nechem. The people before you did these Tevis, referring to the Rayas. Ksiv Vitzit Mehaoretz, Refkad Avano Alehop. They're in time of the land, and it brought a punishment. Ksiv Velosaki Oretz Yitzchem, B'Tamachem Oysoa, and the land spat them out. Mershon says, don't let the land do the same thing to you. So that's by Gilui Arayus. But what is coming, Steve? When it's out to ESP Grechem, we see Hashem Moshe in Shmikta Shechem, we ask him as a Rabbi Goyim. He says, so the Mershon says he's going to make the Mikdash desolate. And at the end of the puzzle it says, "V'shem olei oyevechem," that the enemy will make the area desolate, and you'll be sent out amongst the nations. V'shmitam yodos k'siv oz tirtzeh ha'aretz ha'shapsik seho koyimei ha'shamo. The land will get paid back its time of being of resting all the times of the desolation. Matem e'baretz oyevechem, you're amongst the enemies. K'siv koyimei ha'shamo tishbois. All the days of the desolation. So the land will get its time to rest. Okay. So, Rashi.
One
I don't know. I had the same question. By Avodah Zarah, Rashi says how you see it in the Pesukim. The other ones Rashi didn't say. Let's see Rashi. In any shechen, Churban Habayis b'mashma. So the Rashi is not going to be there. The mitzvahs will be destroyed. Shein Mishkani b'seichom b'seichem. Rashi says my presence will not be amongst you. B'seichom. And amongst it, in it. Kis kol tevois. But Rashi's rise k'siv. So all of these things that then the goyim did, they were spat out. Somebody else. By what Zorah says, "Satish pigrechem, the hanavu Zorah, pigregulechem." So your corpses will be on top of the your gululim, your Zorahs. See, b'shrei b'eschem ezer b'gogim. You will be spread out amongst the nations. See, b'shem olea oyevechem. Olea oyevechem hayoshvim bo. Harei Shehem Garlam, so Kleisel will be sent to Golus. Boyeveyim Yerushim Limkarman, and the enemy will take their place. Shemusel Shmitim Matem Barzay Yevechem, and Olam Neksiv V'Shem Olah Oyevechem. So using the same postik, V'Shem Olah Oyevechem for that also. Okay. So how do you see by Rayas? I mean, you'll be sent out, another in the same way you came to take their place, someone else take your place. Okay. Let's just a little more of the Gemara. So the last one was Nevlusa. But Oben Nevlus Pat, person who speaks Nevola, talks about private things publicly. Tzoros Rabbis, so Tzoros will be increased. Bezeris Koshes Miskatris, the be evil decrees against Klal Yisrael. Bechuri Yisrael Yisrael Meisim Yisraimim. Yisrael Yisrael is a euphemism for not the enemy of Klai Yisrael, but Klai Yisrael himself is their own enemy. So the young men of Klai Yisrael will die. Yisraimim v'almonos tzoyakim, and the Yisraimim and v'almonos will cry out, and then it will not be answered. Shem al Kain, therefore al Bechurov lo yismach Hashem, Hashem will not have any pleasure in the Bechurim of Klai Yisrael. The Rishon will not have Rachmanos on the Yisemim and Lamanos. Kikula Choneif Umreya, the whole pair of Devar Nevola. Because everybody is Choneif. What's what I'm looking for? Flatterers, yeah, but. And whatever the word for it, pull it out. Amarei and doing of Averas. The person says that in whatever the person is punished, it's still not enough. Void Yod Natsuya, and his hand is still outstretched to bring more punishment. My Void Yod Natsuya. So what does Yod Natsuya mean? Amar of Chonor Barav. I'll call Yodim Kalalam and Nikos Alechopa. Everybody knows why, what happens at the night of a marriage. Even but a person who expresses what it is and lowers himself to that point. There's been in Shemayim a gzar din of a lifetime of good for them, 70 years of the lifetime. There was a gzar in Shemayim, this person will have a totally good life. That's how much the Russian wanted to give him taiva. The world Russian will change the whole thing over the rat. Amr of Rabbi Barshila, Amr of Chista, call him a novel, Piv. Person is a novel, Piv. When we can look at him, he gets deep Gehenna. They make a special deep Gehenna just for him. Shemar Sheikha Amuka, P. Zorus. A deep pit for the P of Zorus. Think saying things which are czar, which are not proper to say. Nachem Yitzchomer, Af. Not only is the one who's a novel, Piv, Af Shemay of Shoysik, one who hears it and doesn't. Tell him to be quiet. Shemar Zumash Zayim Hashem Yipol Shom. Those which make Hashem angry will also fall there. Omer Vashia. Kolam Amarik Atzma Laveira. A person who gives himself over totally to Aveira. So Chaburah Shabsoy Miyotzim Boy, he will have bruises and wounds all over himself. Shemar Chaburah's Petza, Timrak Bira, the person who's murdered himself for that, will get Chaburah's Petza. V'lo Oida Lo Shanidun B'Hadraka. He'll have the punishment of the illness of Hadraka. Shemar Makos Chadri Boten, which is a marker in the Chadri Boten, in the inner parts of the body. Omer Nachum, Yitzchak Simon Lavera is Hadraken. A sign the person's doing Avera is the fact the person has the illness of Hadraken. And the Morrison said that, well, Morrison can qualify that in the next piece of the Gemara. Maybe it's Kaplan and some Rashi. Lo Yismach, Arayt Soros, Gzeris, the Russian was not happy, that's going to be obviously going to be, there's going to be punishment. The total life of the person, he will constantly be hounded by punishments. Person has no need to talk about it. Exactly, 7 years of good will be taken. This deep pit will be prepared. The pizoris, the misha pizora. His mouth is speaking things which are improper to speak. The anger of a Kadosh Baruch Hu will be there next to the one who says zor. Hayashav Etzel, when the one who's sitting next to him, Mishmeya is Kari Zuma Shalom Kadosh Baruch Hu. That will cause anger to Hashem. Hamarik Atzmai, Mafana Libar Lekach, the person totally focuses in, he empties out his heart for everything else, but Hamarik Atzmai, Mishara Sokim, Lisasik Beveris. The person gives himself over to Vero, Timur Gura, Hamarik Gura, so he ends up with Chaburah's Petz. Hadraken is Chalihu, type of Hadraken, Shalavera is, that's already right. Okay.